Hello, welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. I am Martia Umar. Thank you for joining. Knox trailed the redesigned Naira notes after they were officially unveiled by President Muhammadu Buhari. And the redesigned Naira notes are 200 Naira, 500 Naira, and the 1,000 Naira denominations. In reactions, Trips took a swipe at the federal government and the CBN for what they described as an unimpressive design. Claims were wild that the newly redesigned notes were not different from the old ones, lamenting the colors used in the new ones. Let's listen to what some Nigerians have to say about the newly unveiled, redesigned Naira notes.
The redesign of money is not good. I don't like it. The color is not good because the color of this 200 Naira should be 500. Kai, it's very disappointing. They have to reduce this money because the money is big in the eyes, but it's, if you take it to the market to buy something, the value is small, which is very, very disappointing. The color is not good. Yes, it will confuse people because they'll carry after this money has wiped off. Now somebody can bring this 200 Naira and give it to you as the 500 Naira. We may not know how you collect it because we market women. This is how all this. I don't like the color. It's so disappointing.
And before they release this Naira note or new Naira note, I was expecting them to come up with new design and some certain changes should be seen on the note. But unfortunately, I just see new color, which were already existed in other Naira note. If you look at that 200 Naira, is it? Yeah, 200 Naira is just like 10 Naira. If you look at that 500 Naira now, it's just like the previous 200 Naira that we have. It's just color that they change. My problem with this is, why the government of the nation tell people something that they are not going to do? They should do something that they say. If they are compromising, they are not doing what they say, then people will lose confidence in them. But I believe that they are doing all these cunning ways to achieve their goal, which EFCC are now talking about. They are always saying changing Naira will impose people who hide illegal money. They will bring it out. We are happy with that. That's my comment.
Concerning my opinion on the redesigning of our currency, to be frank, I sincerely do not think it's a welcome development. As for me, it will do nothing to help Nigerians. I sincerely don't think it will have anything to help Nigerians. Instead, it has even helped in consuming our finances because I actually saw how much they said they spent in redesigning or repainting the Naira. I don't think it was redesigned. I think it was just repainted. And that much money was spent. Money that would have been used for another form of development has been spent. To me, it's a waste of money. To me, it may not even change anything. If it will help to boost the strength of the Naira, well, fine. But I think I prefer our old currency. To be frank, that's my opinion. Thank you.
And those were the voices of some Nigerians expressing their thought on the redesigned Naira notes recently unveiled by the president. But is this redesigning of the Naira notes beyond just the color? My colleague Simon Sunday speaks with us.
I am Simon Echewofun Sunday, and I'm a reporter and an editor on the business desk, where we cover finance also.
Yeah, the first thing is the federal government that came up with a decision that it wants to redesign the Naira note has its core reasons. And the first reason, even which experts agree to, is the Naira note is supposed to be redesigned maybe within 5 to 10 years, according to the laws establishing the notes. And this has not been done for almost 20 years or so, even when some currencies were introduced, denominations were introduced, like the 1,000 Naira notes and 500 Naira notes.
So what's the reason for that?
That's one of the reasons for that, for the redesign. Secondly, government also mentioned that they are It's too much money in circulation that is outside the banking system. Over 2 trillion or so is outside the banking system. And it believes that when this redesign is made, people are going to will be forced to come out with those notes that are not in circulation. And as at yesterday, when the press briefing held on, you know, the unveiling of the sample of this redesigned Naira, the governor of Central Bank of Nigeria, Godwin Emefiele, indicated that about 165 billion Naira has been brought back into the banking system. So that's a plus for them. Now, coming to the color, the physique of the Naira note we were talking about. Yeah, there is an economy of printing the Naira, or of printing currency, not just the Naira notes. There's an economy of just not even Naira note, but even printing. I recall in 2016, when the recession was biting harder, President Muhammadu Buhari gave an order that everyone who is publishing brochure or whatever for events should make it monochrome. That's just black and white to save costs. And yeah, some of the MDA save costs. It's the same thing with printing the money. The more color you have in a Naira note or in any currency, the more it is for, you know, buying the ink, the paper and everything to print it. So when you decide to say, okay, I'm going to do a monotone, definitely in your own wisdom, you're reducing the cost of the cost you're going to spend in printing it. And remember, Nigeria is not the only country. If you look at the CFA, which is used in most of these Francophone countries. Mm-hmm. Most of them are one color, two color. They are not so multicolor. The dollar itself, which is the currency for international trade globally, which is even much more pervasive than even the pound sterling of the UK, has the same feature. It's all maybe a little of gray, a little of white, just tilting towards one color system. And that is what it is. So what the government has done, yeah, it may not be attractive, perhaps like people think they want to put pictures, but I think in terms of the economy of currency minting, the government is believing it will save money in printing and reprinting. Remember that the Naira is used by over 200 and something million Nigerians, and it's a big thing if you put it in color and continue to print. Anyway, these are the voices, the comments some experts have made so far about this Naira redesign.
So talking about the redesign, of course, we've been able to open our eyes to some of the things we necessarily will not think as a layman in the country. But for you in the financial sector, you probably would know some of the things, of course, which have enlightened us. Now, the security now is the problem. A lot of people have expressed worry about some people tampering with the Naira notes. The 200 Naira is slightly red. We have red dyes, and people could go as far as that, and they could go as far as confusing people in the rural areas who do not necessarily have access to accessing if this money or ensuring that this monies are not fake. Would that not be a problem?
Yeah, you have a point right there. But then I want to remind you that we always had fake currencies with us all along. You could see 1,000 Naira notes, so clean everything, and then it's fake. So there are various ways that Nigerians can detect if a currency is fake. Okay. Remember, there are some security imprints in them. No matter how you tie and dye them, you can't put in those security imprints. For instance, if you check the 1,000 Naira note also, you're going to see an imprint of one of the ancestors, our heroes, in it. No matter what you do, if you're going to put that into a normal printer and print it out, it's difficult for you to put some of those imprints. There are some numbers, figures, and others given to these things. There's no way a fake currency will carry this genuine thing.
So now, in this case now, we're not saying fake currencies. Now, we're talking about the old ones still in circulation, being manipulated into the ones that will be in circulation very soon in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So now that we have those securities, you're talking about some imprints there.
Yes.
I know that this money in circulation now have some of these imprints. But could there be like some kind of changes from the old one in this new Naira note?
I think basically they're all the same, but the color matter. For instance, you could see the color of, is it the 100 Naira notes or the 200, which is like a little bit brown, red, also magenta. That's what we call it in printing system. It's completely, nothing like that has happened. Even the 10 Naira note, which is closely to it, is still a little bit far away from it. So by January 31st, when all these old monies go out of circulation, I don't think there's any cause for alarm by then. Because the new monies will only be there. And if you bring in an old money, then it ceases to be a legal tender. You can be arrested as at that time. So I don't think the rural people have anything to worry about that too.
And that was my colleague, Simon, Daily Trust reporter with the Business and Finance Desk. At this point, we'll go on a quick break. But rest assured that Nigeria Daily returns shortly. To stay with us.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. To listen to this episode or our previous episodes, please visit the Daily Trust website at dailytrust.com or on buzzsprout.com. You can also listen to us via Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or TuneIn Radio. In this episode of the show, we are looking at the newly redesigned Naira notes after they were officially unveiled by President Muhammadu Buhari. And of course, reaction deters them, which is the color. But we are taking a look at the redesigned Naira notes beyond the color today. But before the break, we heard from Daily Trust correspondent Simon Echefuan, who covers business and finance. And we also heard from some Nigerians as they expressed their thoughts on the redesigned Naira notes that was sampled recently. Mylam Kasim Gadabakorafi is a financial analyst. He also speaks with us on the development.
Actually, what we are seeing that even though the color change is not just the mere color change, there is inbuilt security in the new currency, which you need to use macro to understand them or use security measures that will identify you. This money is pulled with the security that what make it different with the former one. And so security is what guide the money from the peak one. My only major concern is that of the people in the rural area. Will they be able to identify the differences? Most of them, they may be deceived. Is only the color change. And when they bring them the new note of the old currency, they will assume it's the new currency. And this is where the rural areas, there is the need of more education, more enlightenment to make them be aware so that it's not only the new note, but the color change. And that's what makes the currency valid or not valid. Technology and the even understanding that if you give them the old currency new, they will assume it's a new currency. Do you understand it? Because some people are keeping the old currency in the new format. So if you take that one, you give it to the rural area, he will assume it's a new currency because the money are new, not knowing that the old currency that is no longer valid by 1st February 2023. And these rural areas need to be educated. Otherwise, many dubious people will use that means to cheat them because it's the same size in term of paper. It's the color that have changed. But when it is presented as a new, they will assume it's new. Well, my name is Kasim Garokurfi. I'm a financial analyst.
And that was Mylam Kasim Garokurfi, a financial analyst. Well, we have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. To all the people whose voices we heard on the show today, we want to say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production open to sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com or on buzzsprout.com. You can listen to us via NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamo State, Sawaba Radio 104.9 Hadejia, Jigawa State, Unity FM 93.3 Jos, and Badegi Radio 90.1 Mina, Niger State. You can also listen to us by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. All you have to do is type Nigeria Daily in the search box. If you have questions or comments or want to sponsor any episodes of Nigeria Daily, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram, @daily_trust, and on Facebook at Daily Trust. Do well to call us on the number 091-389-33390. Do not forget to message us as well, as this number is also on WhatsApp. Thank you so much for listening. I am Martia Umar. Do enjoy the rest of your day.